Excellent. And then Saturday is tentative. It depends on whether the government opens in time or not. In fact, I think we may have slipped past the deadline, but we may not be having the North the National Weather Service Great Lakes Office as its semi-annual meeting. They normally have it in person at the office there as well as online. I think it's going to be an online meeting only at this point. But anyway, that's the case. So you all are welcome to join in even if you're not in part of District 2 or District 3. It might be of interest to learn what the weather coming out.
Thank county for kicking in a few bucks to help us get that going. That's always good. Other than that, there's not all that much going on here. Things are sort of beginning to wind down. And we'll start having some meetings to do some sort of, you know, just sort of all get together amongst the RC people and the racing people that are here. And kind of button up for the winter, which is always good. On a personal front, my 2016 laptop was groaning a little bit, actually groaning quite a lot. I picked up a really inexpensive one of those mini PC bricks. I already had a bunch of the existing components for it here, so I've got that. And my next job here at the house is to convert that over to take advantage of that to replace the old laptop to run all my digital stuff here. So given all the vagaries and other weirdness associated with the operating system, that's going to keep me nice and occupied for at least a little while until I manage to get all that stuff operational. Other than that, not too much going on. Nice little rain, but looking forward to the fall. With that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KKDD, KD8, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, I hope the upgrade goes well. Those are always fun exercises to go through, that's for sure. 9 years out of a Windows machine, so good morning. Nice to hear you got some funding from the county, and good deal with that. Group.io is the basis for our distribution list for the MIARPSC, and we also have other capabilities that come with that that we haven't fully taken advantage of. But you'll get two D's on that, easy to use as well. And as far as the set, you mentioned the set and after the set, and the one thing I've got on standing on my to-do list is to get the after-action report finalized back out. Jack comments for me late last week, and I've got to internalize those, get those into the report, and then I'll send the report out to you. And I'm looking at you. Help with the improvement process. We have always have a few things we want to do to improve our capability further. So more to come with that, and the report will go out onto the MIARPSC website under an Oxcom area, so you'll need your account to log in and see the report. So we'll be glad to put it out there to share. Alright, let's go to N8WRO and then we'll take a standby. Mr. Kim, how are things in McComb County?
Yeah, thank you, Max, for the airtime. I appreciate it. This is Tim, one of the AECs in Macomb County. We just had one of our in-person meetings, the first one after the set, and EC Dave demonstrated the ResGrid app, which is a CAD dispatching application we are considering using that might assist our set dispatch center during the drills. And then also our deputy EC Mike did a WinLink refresher course specializing on that field situation report. Let's see, the only other thing would be I was going to go to White Lake on my con meeting as well, but I do hear that's going to be just an off-site meeting rather as opposed to being on-site. The FCC is down. The website, as we know, is down, so our postcard recruitment project is on a little bit of a hiatus, but hopefully that won't last for long. Thank you to N8OBU for the link. I'm going via Mount Clemens UFH repeater. And with that, I will turn it back to Net Control. N8WRO, back to you, Max.
All right, Tim, thank you for the comments. I hope you are able to pick up our phone charge answers and keep that rolling. And we are taking a pause here. This is the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner. This is the Yes, if anyone else would like to join the net, please call now.
This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, no traffic, over.
WD8AXC, we've got you in there, you've got a good readable signal too. Next station, please.
Here is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, no traffic.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, also good signal, next station. Are there any relays? All right, hearing none, we'll continue on down the roster. We start up with Whiskey Delta A Uniform Sierra Alpha, and then we'll go back into Macomb County, KE4ZYQ. Mr. Control, how are things over in Kent County?
First of all, Max Radio Check, I'll copy, over.
I still have you good readable.
Okay, thank you. I ask you the same, but you say sometimes to readable.
Different frequencies, and I think including shares. As far as the volunteer effort goes, that's a good reminder for folks. There's actually a few ways that we count volunteer effort. A couple of them are done by your emergency coordinators and net managers. First off, there's a volunteer hours that get submitted, and that gets collected in. They put it in online on our website. That gets all totaled up. I extract that along with a set of net reports that Mark Shaw, KADP, puts in. He collects those net reports, which shows traffic and check-ins on various traffic nets, such as the MaxNet, MITN, ThisVeryNet, and so forth. Those get tallied up. So those two reports are bundled together. And then the other thing that Mark collects is what Joe's talking about, PSHR, that's not the prostate exam, that is the public service honor roll is what that stands for. And as he said, it's got several different categories of do you have any appointments that you mean, that you do, did you put in any additional hours of public service or public safety time, and so forth. And then the second part of that reporting is the station activity report, that's the SAR. And that one is indicating if you participate in any traffic nets, did you handle any traffic? Did you originate any traffic? Did you relay any traffic? Did you receive traffic? And did you also get to deliver it to its final destination? And you can get points for those as well. And those points also do get... those counts also get translated into some dollar values, but not as part of the section reporting. Those are done at AWR headquarters. So those all get bundled together, and that all gets sent to headquarters as part of the section report. So it is good. I always tell people, if you're unsure if you spend 5 minutes to send them, if you send them, any person in the hour and county doesn't know it, because in that county, everything is done.
You're right.
Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, you up for coming? Alright, nothing heard. Me has been in and out, so we'll sit by him for now. We go back to KB8XWR to be followed by WB8XAXB. Jeff, how are things going? You will drive away. Yeah, this is Runway. You're up for combat. Okay, no, nothing heard there. We'll move down the Raptor to W8AXB, followed by WA4MLB. Mr. Charlie, how are things going here?
Yeah, good afternoon, Max. This is WD8AXB. Charlie here in Kalamazoo County, in beautiful District 5. And, yep, we've been inundated with lots and lots of rain. Starting yesterday about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and almost continuously having drizzle or drops or hard rain. So we definitely got the streams and rivers and lakes topped off with more rainwater. We haven't had a rain like that in a long time. Did not participate in the SET this year. Spent time with the wife, and the wife and I went to the Kalamazoo Expo Center, where there was the combination Kalamazoo Hamfest and the Michigan Antique Radio Club having their meet. So we were definitely doing a lot of ham radio, just not on the air at that time. So nice to see that Blue County did submit a report some SET activity. So I was happy to read that. And then last Sunday, I missed the net because I was helping a friend put up a G5RV antenna. He had a lot of help with a guy with a very portable bucket lift arm, and so got the rope up in the trees, and then pulled the wire ends up and restrung some cable. Instead of using 50 ohm cable, we used 75 ohm RG6 cable. And I told him it would work, and by golly, it did work. His auto tuner works fine, and so soon we'll have N8 NOR back on the airwaves. He had a big tree take his antenna down last May, like right after Hamvention. So he's been off the air for a few months. But today he was out to dinner, so he'll join up after hopefully next Sunday. And one more thing to mention is that the St. Joseph County, Michigan Amateur Radio Club, we're scheduled to try a brief POTA. Activation at a local state game area next Saturday. So it's a state game area that does have a quota number. So we'll set up a station or two and call it a club gathering before Winterfield Day comes up in January. So that's the word from here, Max. Your signal's making it between the QRM. Watching the screen on my FT991A shows a very busy 40-meter activity today. So we're sandwiched right in between some other nets. good to hear everybody here, and hello to Joe in Kent County, and hello to Brett also in District 5. KE8DON, back to you, sir, from WD8AXB. Over.